You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Makassa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. Have we got a treat in store for you. Good morning, good morning. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here at the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby, streaming worldwide at cjsf.ca. Today, we're going to do something special. We're going to be exploring the importance of voting, highlighting pressing issues, and reflecting on our rich electoral history. Today, our co-host is Jesse Winsloff, the Public Affairs Director here at CJSF, and one of our frequent guests, the singer and humanitarian. Today, our guest in the studio is Mary Zeus. Mary, you've heard from time to time when we've had musical selections. Mary was one of the finalists in the Downtown Eastside Music Festival, and she is a person that has fervent passion for democracy. What would you say is important about voting or elections to you, Mary?
I think there is a chance of being heard through the ballot box. And the importance is to reach out and say, I don't want this, so I'm putting my vote there. And I think the opportunity to live in a democracy is very, very much for us right now. I don't know about elsewhere, so I won't go there. But we are fortunate and even blessed.
As a vendor with Megaphone, it puts you out in the public a lot more times engaging with people than others. Can you tell us about a time when you felt your voice made a difference in a conversation going on around you?
I'm not the shift peer newsroom. That is what actually shows that, although in the newsroom offices. But people are sympathetic. There's an occasional free coffee. I don't know if I've made a difference, but at least I'm selling something effective and good.
Yeah, and for people who might not know what Megaphone is and its big contribution to democracy, could you just give us a short description of what Megaphone is and how it helps its vendors with selling their lives and enjoying being in Vancouver?
The Megaphone is progressive journalism. They try to keep things balanced, but we have here a lot of feel-good stories, but sometimes there are feel-good stories, even with the misery there is in the Downtown East Side. There are people trying to help. There are people recovering. The journalism is fair and political sometimes, and I think it's beneficial as a whole.
Thank you. Okay, Jesse, can you tell us about a time when you felt your voice made a difference? Now, I know in your roles, you use your voice a lot, but how do you see radio as an opportunity to share your voice or help people share their voices, share their opinions in a peaceful way?
When I think about having a voice in democracy, obviously, as you've made note of, I am the public affairs director, coordinator at CJSF, and I'm on the radio a lot, so I do have a voice in that regard. But when I think about, well, when we're talking about issues of democracy and elections and that kind of thing, in my capacity as public affairs coordinator, I have to... I have to remain somewhat impartial, right? I have to be able to cover and provide coverage and oversee coverage of the election in a way that is fair and balanced. In my own personal life, a time very recently where I felt like my voice mattered and was impactful was the City of Vancouver by-election, which happened this past Saturday. And, I made a plan to vote, saw that the hours that the lineup to vote was 3 hours near where at the closest place to myself. And so then made a plan to go halfway across the city to vote somewhere else where, the total transit and wait was about an hour, a little over an hour. So, saved myself some time, but, And then, the same night or waking up the next morning, you get to see the results and you very clearly see your voice heard in that way. And it feels good. Like, I cared enough to wait or to make different arrangements so that I would wait in a different way, I guess. And you get it feels good participating in the system and doing, the one of the few things that is sort of an active, direct action in the big machine that democracy often feels like it is. It's interesting because, obviously I have my own political views and my own perspective on the world and all of that, but in the capacity of a broadcaster and of someone, the staff at the radio station, I do have to approach things from a more impartial way, and that means talking less about who I would like to see win a particular riding or who I would vote for, that kind of thing, and more about talking about the importance of an election, talking about the importance of voting, talking about issues that prevent people from getting out to the polls to voting. It's great to be dedicated enough to wait 3 hours in line to go to the polls or to go cast your vote, but that is a big barrier, right? So I think focusing on things like that and also providing a platform for the people who are out there vying for your vote to tell them, to tell you who they are and what they stand for in their own words and in their own voice. That's something that, we at CJSF, we want to give our listeners the opportunity to hear what people have to say and draw their own conclusions and make their own decisions from there. So, that's sort of how I think about it. I guess bigger picture as a station, giving people a voice or letting them use their voice or share or spread their voice is a huge part of our mandate and what we do. So it is very sort of organizationally aligned for us to be helping people get their voices out there and helping you out there, listener, get your voice on the air if that's something you're interested in doing.
And I'm so happy you mentioned the word listeners because I ask people sometimes, where do they get their news? And it troubles me that so many people get what I call pop news. I turn on my phone, and recently there's a little pop prompting me to something by people from another country, what they think or what they're doing. And so sometimes riding the bus, it's good to ride a bus because it does put you in the middle of people. I ask people, do you listen to the radio? And I think radio is a very important medium because it does go beyond the pop news or pop breaks, but helps you through issue by issue or neighborhood by neighborhood. It helps you to get a better sense of how we connect, what we can do together. And so when you say, tell me about a time that my voice made a difference, I was in one of the restaurants that's there by the train station that brings you out to SFU. And these people were having such an animated conversation. I moved a little closer, and it turned out to be about something that was just so... I don't want to say banal, but they were arguing about the candies in the machine and the candies that they had for snacks and what was available in vending machines. Kind of during the time that elections were happening on the campus, and there were a lot of issues. One was the issue that some students are low income and don't have enough, can't afford the things that are on the menu or that are served in the cafeteria. And then there was this other group talking about the candy. And so I had seen, because I'm one of these notes, whatever, I'm oriented to when I see posters on the wall to go and read them. And there were some posters about the student union group having a meeting about nutrition. And then there was a note about the food program. There's a program that collects food. People can turn in food, and then they get it to food banks. And so I thought, wouldn't it be great if this candy people could talk to those people? And so I asked something just a lot of talk about snacks. So I asked a question, if they knew when this topic might come up in the elections, student elections, student council meetings, any of those things. And they looked at me like I had asked them if they'd been to the moon. So I think that one of the things that people with music shows, people with all types of shows, just attracting a welcoming listener, saying, we love you, we welcome you. What would you like to, would you like to hear more information on how to get on student council? Would you like to hear more information about neurodivergent programs? There are a lot of rich things out on the campus around not only Simon Fraser but other places. But I think having the opportunity to talk about the importance of knowing when votes are taken on these things and knowing what the issues are important. So I opened up my mouth and said, excuse me, I'm a radio show host out at Simon Fraser, and I just wondered, do you all know what your student council does, or have you ever gone to a meeting? Because some of what you were talking about are issues that they deal with. So what do you think? Do you think it's worthwhile taking the risk of people looking at you like you've got a third foot? Or what do either of you think about sometimes entering in conversations that you hear around you?
I think that it can be very intimidating, certainly. There's the old adage that, at dinner you don't talk about sex, drugs, or politics, right? But I do think also that participation is a very important part of democracy.
Yes.
I was speaking with someone else a few weeks ago, and said there, and will say again, that democracy is not just a thing; it's a practice. It's something that you have to do and participate in, and everyone has to buy in and keep doing democracy in order for democracy to exist. And so, it's really important for everyone to try to get everyone else to participate and engage and be part of it, because the more people that are involved, the more representative the results are of sort of what the population wants. And I think it's important to get people out to do that, for sure. And sometimes that takes having a conversation that you're not sure about. I think, you know, it's not always safe or fun or pleasant or the right thing to do to try to change, you know, change someone's mind about how they're going to vote, or on a particular issue. You can certainly do that if you feel comfortable doing that. But I think conversations like you're saying, Charlotte, about like, well, do you know this is how you can get involved? You know, this is how you can make a difference. Do you know there's an election this day? This is where you can go vote. That kind of thing is helpful and not antagonistic. It shouldn't be antagonistic regardless of what your sort of political views are. So I think that's something that can be a good first stepping stone in terms of becoming comfortable enough to participate vocally when it comes to politics.
Yes. And I just want to mention that the Binners Project, which finds work for people who like to go in bins for money and get stuff out they can sell or recycle, they had someone come in with a brochure. It was green and white. On one page, it was all the possible IDs and I guess documents that you can bring for voting. There was a whole list, so I was quite impressed. And then the next page was a look at the candidates, a synopsis of what they stood for. That was very, very helpful to me. And then I think there was another with a map or something. But, you know, this was, I think, a very effective use of funds. And I just wish, or maybe they did, contact many more people. So, you know, it's out there.
Now, that's exciting for two reasons. Because I've heard you talk to people about the Binners Project just in the lobby area of 312 Main. And so you're obviously one of those people who passes on important information. And then being able to give feedback, because sometimes people do put information sheets out in places, but they're not, they may not be accessible. The writing might be too small. So I think having the feedback to people, hey, did you see the sign? There's some signs, or they've got some posters on the counter about the Binners Project. I think that's an excellent way of, you know, using your democracy, but also modeling something that other people might do. Ask both of you a personal question, because when you're in the process of doing something, sometimes you don't think about how it makes you feel. But thinking about the last time you voted, or if you've already voted during this current, how did it make you feel when you cast your vote?
Good.
For me, the last election was interesting because I wasn't sure if my preferred candidate was going to win in the riding that I was voting in. And it turned out that they did not. So at the time, I was really hopeful that my vote would push my candidate over the top, or would ensure that my candidate was successful, but and then in hindsight, I was very disappointed that did not happen. Not fully disappointed, because my worst choice, my last choice, was not elected. But, you know, anyway, so I think it would be great to be able to say that, hey, every time you vote, it's great, and just voting is enough to make things perfect for you know, each individual voter. And that's not the case, right? But it still is important and valuable to be a part of that process. You know, I can appreciate the importance of and integrity and validity of the election and its results without being necessarily pleased with them either, right?
Right. Now, you mentioned the word riding. And let's say someone might have just gotten their citizenship in the last few months and haven't really had a class or whatever that they understand ridings or the role of ridings. Can you give us a
sure.
Less than 500 word explanation of the ridings.
Yeah, well, so in Greater Vancouver, there are 34 different ridings. So depending on where you live, you are in one of those. And basically, a riding is like a certain geographical area. In more rural places, it's often like a big chunk of a province or an entire city, an entire smaller city. In the more urban areas, it's, you know, a neighborhood of a city. Burnaby, for example, has four different ridings. There's Burnaby North Seymour, which is also partly North Vancouver. There's Burnaby Central, which is all in Burnaby. There's Vancouver Fairview Burnaby South, which is partly Vancouver and partly Burnaby, and there's New Westminster Coquitlam Myardville, or New Westminster Burnaby Myardville, sorry, and I'm not sure the order of those three municipalities within it, but all that to say, it's complicated, right? And it can be hard to know exactly where you live, but if or which riding you vote in. You vote in the riding you live in. And you can go to elections.ca, the Elections Canada website, and they make it really easy to figure out where you live. You just put in your address, and they will tell you exactly where you can vote. Just by putting in your postal code, actually, is enough information. But also, if you are already registered to vote, which is if you are a Canadian citizen, you will also, well, whatever mailing address the federal government and Elections Canada have on file for you will mail you a voting card that tells you all that information as well. But if you don't get that, again, you can go to elections.ca, and there's a big purple box at the very top of the page that says My Voter Information, where you can find your riding, your local Elections Canada office, and who the candidates are for your riding.
And so that gives an opportunity for other people who are used to voting to be kind. Don't criticize. What? You don't know that?
Mm-hmm.
Within families or among neighborhoods, it's a very important thing to be encouraging to people who might not totally understand the process.
And Mary's got to leave, so thanks for joining us, Mary.
Just the music is always a part of different campaigns. Sometimes music has been used as a comical way to put down an issue, but other times music has been very helpful in just promoting the idea. We're going to be playing some music later, but our purpose in sharing music is to show that it is we are the ones that can make a difference, that it is important to lighten up. Sometimes having music can help enlighten, but also lighten up situations. Jesse, what are some of the things that you hope to see in our country through the election?
I would like to see meaningful conversations about addressing climate change. I would like to see... what would I like to see? A lot... Well, personally, I think the whole system needs a whole lot of changes, but no one is really advocating for that whole scale of a reform of the way that we do and live. I would like to see people having honest and empathetic conversations about election issues, as opposed to sort of sloganeering and just sort of relying on the populist rah-rah type of politics. I do think that the best way to solve any problem is through a conversation, and the best way to make the highest number of people happy as possible is through compromise. So I would like to see those kinds of discussions as opposed to, you know, we're the best, you're the worst, vote for me, the other guys are monsters, that kind of thing. And I would like to see sort of solution-driven campaigning where people are putting forward actual substantive ideas about policy and how to address the many challenges of the modern world.
I think that just that question of people taking, we have a whole month, right? Month for people to vote. During that month for people to take advantage of opportunities to talk to people, not only talking to them or encouraging them to vote, but to really ask people, what do you think about aging? What do you think about services or programs for people who are living longer now and have less money to deal with? What do you think about new parents who are having a hard time paying for child care? On the one hand, we have juvenile authorities looking for abuse of children being left with other children to care for them, or in daycares that may not be supervised. How do you feel about thinking about issues broader than yourself, broader than just, this is a thing I'm asking listeners. I know you can't, it's not a call in. Some of you do email in, but it's something that I would encourage you to think about. How do we learn to talk to each other and raise questions about issues like minimum income, the climate? How do we, or do you think it's important for you to decide to, and use this whole month of time to vote to see how the answers that you get, or see how people are feeling about policies that